You're listening to a special edition of Japan and World Update on NHK World's Radio Japan from Tokyo. And now we present a special report on the recent massive earthquake in northeastern Japan, presented by Helen Lewis and David Crystal.
It was just past 3 o'clock on the afternoon of March 11th, the day of the giant tsunami waves. An NHK reporter, Ayumi Yanigasawa, was performing coverage at a scallop farm on the coast of Ishinomaki City in Miyagi Prefecture, some 60 kilometers from the epicenter. She witnessed the tsunami with her own eyes and spent 2 nights as an evacuee together with the local residents before returning to the NHK bureau in Miyagi's biggest city of Sendai.
We now hear her report about what happened from the moment the earthquake struck and her experiences as a refugee.
宮城県石巻市の小勝湾です。私は地震が起きる2日前からホタテの養殖業を営む人たちを取材していました。
I was covering the work of the scallop farmers at Ogatsu Bay in Ishinomaki City in the prefecture since 2 days before the earthquake. The earthquake came suddenly.
Ayumi Yanagisawa had just finished an interview with a scallop farmer when the earthquake struck. She says that the shaking was so strong, it was not even possible to stand.
The local people shouted, "There's sure to be a tsunami. Get away quickly." I climbed up to a high point. The sea level rose very quickly.
Twenty past three in the afternoon, the tsunami swept over the seawall and inundated the town.
The houses are washed away in an instant with amazing force. The houses, the town, are swept up.
Yanagisawa reports that it only took about 30 minutes after the earthquake for the tsunami to swallow up the town. Here are some of the local residents who fled with her.
People shouted a tsunami was coming, and then it was all over, really, almost instantly.
People were swept away. People on the roofs were swept up. It seems that there were also people still in the houses, and they were swept away. My own parents were swept away, and I still haven't heard anything. I'm worried for them.
Yanigasawa now became a refugee, together with some local residents. I became a refugee together with the local residents close to the place. We shared what little food we had and filled the gap with scallops or oysters thrown up by the tsunami, which we baked. Even after dark, we could still hear the clamour of the tsunami waves rushing in. I spent 2 anxious nights there.
The next morning, the tsunami warning was downgraded to an alert, and Yanagisawa descended together with the residents from their high perch into the center of the town. The houses had stood there in rows before the tsunami came.
There is nothing. It turned into a mountain of rubble.
Yanagisawa says that it was all too overwhelming.
How could it possibly be restored as the town it was? I couldn't imagine any way. It was all so totally transformed.
Yanagisawa asked the local residents to tell her what they were thinking and hoping for now. I want many things to be done, but I know nobody could do them. We'll just have to work together, those of us who are here. We'll just have to do what we can.
I have lost everything in an instant. My life was saved, but right now I can't say whether it's good or bad. I still haven't come to terms with this.
After returning to the NHK Sendai